It is National 4-H Week, and at KMMO, we celebrate by visiting with our area 4-H clubs. With me is Maxwell Fessler of the Keatsville Can-Do 4-H Club of Sheraton County. Hi, Maxwell. How are you?
Good.
First of all, who are your parents?
Jenny and Dean.
How old are you?
Six. Actually, seven.
You're seven? Which is it, six or seven?
Seven.
I think you're seven.
I am seven.
You look seven.
I am seven.
Okay. Where do you attend school?
Keatsville, R33.
And what grade are you in?
Second.
Who's your adult 4-H leader?
My mom.
How long have you been in Clover Kids?
2 years.
Next year, will you go to the big 4-H?
Yes.
What are some of the 4-H projects you've done in Clover Kids?
Arts and crafts.
Arts and crafts. So that's your favorite then, right?
Yes.
Have you got something you've done that's something you made that was your favorite thing?
Well, I did make like this little like farm set kind of.
Oh, really?
And I did make homemade Play-Doh.
Homemade what?
Play-Doh.
Play-Doh. Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Which one did you like best, the farm set or the Play-Doh?
Play-Doh.
Play-Doh. Okay. What about accomplishments? Have you won any ribbons or any awards at all in Clover Kids?
I don't really win ribbons. I get like those participation.
Oh, participation sheets? Oh, that's good.
I get those usually.
We get in regular 4-H, you'll have all kinds of ribbons, right?
Yeah.
If you had somebody younger than you that wanted to be in 4-H or Clover Kids, would you recommend it to them and why?
Because it is a fun place and it's a very good place to learn about stuff.
You think 4-H is a good deal and you're going to stay in it for a long time, right?
Yes.
I've been visiting with Maxwell Fessler of the Keatsville Can-Do 4-H Club of Sheraton County as we salute all the area 4-H clubs and their leaders during National 4-H Week on KMMO.